Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Is it a hill though? Is it? I don't think it is a hill. I think it's just a part of a freeway, or it's part of a road. Or no, maybe it's a silent mountain.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, man?
I don't know.
I feel like you lost me.
I'm trying to think of the movie, and I don't remember a hill anywhere. Mm. But maybe it's like a town that's like through like I-5 going through Weed, Oregon, where you're going through these towns that are like high elevation, and you're like, man, it'd be crazy to live here.
Yeah.
So it's probably like that. Like Silent Hill is just high elevation. They probably get a lot of snow.
And they get a lot of demons.
They get a lot of pyramid heads and hot nuns twitching.
Yeah, I know the hot nuns, but why? What are pyramid heads again?
They're the guys that they look like stripper butchers.
What?
They got like magic mic bods in their hat. They don't have a shirt on, but they drag a big old sword that's like 12 feet long, and they just walk really
that's
slow.
That's some big dick energy they
it
have.
Is. They're pretty hot, man. They just drag this big heavy sword that's like 200 pounds, and they walk really slowly as they are.
I think you're missing one part, though.
They got aprons on, of course. They're not completely naked.
But they're wearing
too exciting.
They're wearing a dress too, right?
The apron.
Oh, it's an apron. It's
yeah,
not a dress.
Like a butcher apron. Yeah, it's creepy.
Have you ever noticed that everything in Silent Hill that moves looks like it just learned to walk yesterday?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We should look into that.
But it is weird how everything kind of walks like it's about to fall over. But yeah. You're right about those nuns. Those things are fine.
They are, because they don't have faces, right?
No.
Is that it?
No.
You're all about them.
It's because they all have giant boobies.
That's what I'm saying. They could all look like Keira Knightley or Jessica Biel, but they all got those big jugs.
You're saying it's the mystery that makes it.
Like, you don't know what their face looks like, but you could. They've got the cleavage showing, and they're in those tight nurse uniforms.
Yeah.
And with the high heels.
Those things. I think nurses actually used to wear those. Like, I think those are, I'm so making shit up right now. And everyone knows it. But,
let's hear it. Let's hear it from the mouth of Maya.
But those uniforms.
You know he went to university for history?
That's crazy. No, I didn't.
He's a history major.
I did. But the uniforms they wear look like a World War II or like really old nurse uniforms, don't they?
They do. They look like uniforms that you would see in like a My Chemical Romance with the ghost of you.
Like, yeah, it's like a 1920s sort of look, except really slutty.
They look like they shouldn't be your nurse, but that they should be serving you at a diner.
Yeah.
You know, like they're showing a little bit of boobage for that tip.
Right.
That tip you're going to leave them, you know.
But in Silent Hill, they're trying to kill you, they're trying to shank you.
They are.
They're trying shank you very much.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, shank you very much.
And what is it? They react to light?
Movement? No, I think it's like it's either movement or sound.
It's got to be sound because I don't think they can see anything.
Yeah. So if you make a sound, then they start twitching towards you and then they stop.
Why can't you just throw a rock? Wouldn't that do the trick?
Do you have a rock on you?
Well, they have all of those noisy medical equipment in the nurse's office.
I don't know. You got to carry some pebbles on you.
And also, when they're moving, how do they not just hear each other and then just start thinking each other is the person they're trying to stab?
Same person. They're all the same person.
There's some plot holes.
No, they're not.
That I want answered right now.
They're not plot holes.
Demand an
answer,
not sir.
It's simple. It's evil. Evil's all on the same team.
And evil doesn't have rules.
No. Yeah, it's you know, it's a few nuns. They're all on the same team, and they're coming twitching at you.
Wait.
They're twitching at you.
They're nuns now?
Did I say nuns?
He said nuns.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Which is like the opposite of what they are.
I think nuns remind me of nurses.
Really?
Maybe because of the word that starts with an N.
Do you think maybe it's
nurse. Nurse.
You just sound like Nacho Libre.
Nurse.
What else about Silent Hill?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
I saw the first Silent Hill, and I really can't remember the second one, which I think you remember more because you were completely enraptured by the Silent Hill lady.
You know, everyone has phases. Just like you had a Emily Browning phase where you thought she was the fucking hottest chick on the planet.
You know, she still might be.
Wow.
But I haven't seen what she looks like since then, so.
Yeah. But yeah. Honestly, though, I gotta say, besides that chick, like, the second one sucked. The first one is actually scary. That one has
That's got another lady that's not super old or young. She's kind of attractive. I don't know what she's been in, but she's cool. I give her a pass. A solid pass. For best horror actress of 2001 or whatever.
You heard it from Dana. Best horror of 2021.
She's the best horror of 2002.
But also Sean Bean is in it.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about Sean Bean. See, it all comes back. It all ties back to Sean Bean from the first episode.
we talked about
Boromir. He ends up also getting fucking killed in Silent Hill.
I think I would love to see Mr. Bean in Silent Hill just stumbling around while things are trying to kill him.
Wasn't his name Boromir in Silent Hill 2?
No.
Like, because he gets killed.
No, he doesn't.
No, he gets killed in Silent Hill.
Who are you talking about? Sean Bean?
Yeah.
No. Maybe the second one, but the first one, his family disappears because his wife, the lady you were talking about, and his daughter, who's adopted...
See, you know more about this than me. You're lying.
They are. I know. I was tricking you. But they're driving on this road, and they slip into this alternate dimension.
Like Twilight.
That is the same town, but it's during when everyone's living there, and there are these sirens and hellish things that are trying to get them, and they can't find a way out of there.
Right. These hellish things that have, like, 50-pound weights, like... you know, sewn to their ball sacks, and they got their arms broken backwards, tied up to their backs, and they're just waddling. Yeah,
they're not very good at playing catch. I'll say that. But they're probably not very good.
They can do an amazing 100-yard dash, though.
They could do the beanbag or the. Not the
they can play hacky sack with their sack.
The sack jump. What is it called? Not the sack jump. What is that game called where you're in a sack?
They can't play hacky sack? Is that what you're looking
for? No, the hop sack.
Where they're in the bag? The burlap sacks.
You did it,
the
man.
Lap sacks.
Jeez, something like that.
They're in the burlap sacks, sacks, and they jump.
My brain's failing me. Yeah, those things. I forget why I wanted to even know about those.
I got the burlap sacks for you. You got to come back.
Okay, but we were talking about the Silent Hill, the monsters, right, that are chasing them. So you have those guys. You have the pyramid heads. You have the smoking nurses. What else do you have?
The creepy little Samara ring girl thing. That's the little cute girl with the long black hair. And she's like, mommy, mommy.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
And she's the
mommy, mommy.
She's the dark queen of the place.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the dark queen. She's the controller of all of it. She controls they're like the minions in Diablo 2.
No, that's a good analogy. Like her dark army. Army of darkness.
It is.
And what's funny about her is that she's angry, or she's fucking everything up because they actually burned her. Did I say funny? I don't mean funny. I mean interesting.
Mm. Excuse me.
And Dana thinks it's interesting too, clearly. So that...
You're talking about mommy problems.
That little girl...
Mommy.
That little girl, she got burned because they thought she was evil.
She got literally burned, right? Not like metaphorically burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
got burned at the stake like a witch.
Exactly. Or because maybe kebabbed. I think they rotated her like a like a chicken leg, you know?
Oh, like they impaled her. Mm.
Maybe. I don't know. Sounds awful.
They roasted her slowly.
Yeah. And what's funny is now she is evil.
Funny. Oh my God.
What's funny is now she is evil. So they thought she was evil and they burned her.
Right. It's like a bad, it was like the village, like they thought. It was like a crazy community of people who thought she was a witch or relate. It's because she was the daughter of someone who they thought was a witch, I think. They didn't like her mom, so they burned her, her daughter.
Yeah, I don't remember, but that sounds right.
I don't know. I might be making it up.
Dana's making all of this up.
But basically, they burned the wrong chick. And she came, after they killed her, she came back and fucking wreaked havoc on the whole town and pretty much killed everybody with these minions.
Right. And so back to the mom and her daughter, her adopted daughter getting stuck in Silent Hill, come to find out that daughter is the bad chick, like reincarnated or something.
Yeah, reincarnated or the demon girl chose her daughter as the vessel to work through.
Because she looked just like her, probably.
Maybe she liked her hairstyle, fashion. Maybe she liked what she bought at Target.
Yeah.
She's like, man, I want to wear those jeans. Let's go with it.
And so she uses the girl as her new vessel?
Pretty much, yeah. It's weird. It's a lot. It's very analogous, the whole Silent Hill idea, to The Ring with, what's her name? Is it Nicole Kidman? No, it's not Nicole Kidman. It's a lookalike.
Oh, I know it. It's Naomi.
Naomi Watts.
Ha, we did it.
Oh, we
high
did
five.
It.
I can't reach you. Air high five.
I think that's our first fucking nail right there.
We did it.
Naomi Watts, yeah. Basically, I'm comparing this to Silent Hill because there's some mommy issues in both of the movies. And
is this going to be another mom's episode, Dana?
Yeah. This is going back to Motel Bates.
Gosh.
This is Dana going right back to Motel Bates.
It's Bates Motel.
Bates
Motel. How many times do I have to tell you?
Motel Bates all the way. No, Naomi Watts kind of consoles Samara, the ring girl, because the ring girl didn't really have a good upbringing and her parents or guardians pretty much fucked her over and threw her in a well. And then,
so you're saying the female character, the mom figure, pretty much overlooks the girl's evilness and tries to
save her,
care for her, or save her anyways.
Yeah, tries to care for her and like give her love. And
like, I know you look like a corpse and you're really gross and dead, but
come here.
Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Huggy, huggy, and a little smoochy, smoochy. Yeah, I think both of them have that element of where the mother tries to have a motherly love,
mm-hmm.
and tries to save the evil, or because like, how else are you gonna fight the evil,
right? And you know what's messed up in Silent Hill is that the real chick who got burned alive, her own mother gave her up to get like burned by those cult members.
Yeah, her mom ratted her out,
right? And so at the end of the movie she like shoves barbed wire up inside of her like fucking hentai, and it's fucking awful.
Her mom?
Her own mom.
She does that to her mom?
Yeah.
I don't remember that scene, man.
Like, damn.
I don't know what kind of Silent Hill you're watching.
Dude. Oh, the only God. One.
The only one on Pornhub.
No. It happens.
I need to watch that again.
That's,
I really want to watch that.
Don't eat before you watch that, because there's another part that is actually beats that one for visual just awfulness.
I don't think so.
You know
I don't
what
think
I'm
that's
talking
possible.
About?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you.
No.
No, let me tell you.
I don't think it can beat it.
It will. So you know those pyramid head guys, the dudes who carry the giant swords behind them,
those giant pyramid
with the aprons.
Beers.
So they're so strong that there's this part in the movie where this girl's running past one of them, and
she's trying to get inside the church,
right? And instead of like take his giant sword and like cut her in half, he grabs her back and just pulls her fucking skin off of her in one like a chicken, you know, just like. Whoosh,
yeah,
like a big coat. Just like, let me take that off your hands.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts. That's a that guy works on his grip strength.
Holy crap.
I don't even know if that's possible, though. If a gorilla, like say a gorilla grabbed your skin, could it rip it all off at once?
I don't think skin works like that.
Right, yeah, I think it's a movie thing. It's unless, not a jacket you wear.
Unless you're Michael Jackson. Then it would probably come off in one piece.
Well, you know his nose would. His nose would come off in one piece.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, so that part is really messed up. And the other cool thing
and
about...
And we can't recommend that movie enough.
Yeah.
Because it's so messed up. You gotta watch it.
And the other cool thing about the movie is that the scary stuff doesn't happen all the time. So there's a part of the night where the siren will go off and then all of the creepy shit will come out. And everyone's just running for their lives, trying to get to the church, trying to get under like something safe.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the siren noise.
But if the siren isn't happening, you're good. You can just waltz around there, and as long as you don't bump into some hot nurses, you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to try to like flirt with those nurses, but they'll just kill you. Don't do it.
And that's the first movie, and it kind of ends on this cliffhanger of like they go home, but they still can't see the husband and father. They're still in another dimension that is dark and gritty and like just
and
awful.
And he's like looking for them. He's in the town looking for them, but they're not there.
Right.
But they are there, right? Just in another dimension.
Well, he went to the right town, but they're back at home in the new dimension. So they would have missed each other either way, even if they were in the same.
So they did go back home in the first movie.
Sort of, but it's not their real home.
Hmm.
And then the second movie picks up from that. And they claim that after that whole story happened, Sean Bean finally found the daughter and brought her home. But I don't think the mom made it. Hmm. So it's just up to Sean Bean to raise that girl who just went through like tons of traumatic stuff.
Yeah. I feel like this whole idea would be more entertaining if it was Mr. Bean was supposed to raise this girl by himself after all that trauma. You know what I mean? Like Mr. Bean was trying to find his daughter and his wife in this weird foreign town.
Can you imagine him just doing his little run through the town, like as the sirens are going off?
He would think the minions were like a parade or like just actors on the street.
Exactly.
Wow, look at you. Wow. Look at these hot nurses. Wow.
I agree. It would have been a lot better with Mr. Bean.
But doesn't Sean Bean die in the second movie?
I think he does.
God damn. What is wrong with his agent, man? Is Sean Bean a masochist? Like he just wants roles where he dies? Why can't we just have something where Sean Bean lives?
Dana just wants a little more bean. Why can't you deliver Hollywood? Just give him the bean.
Don't give me the bean, man.
He wants it.
I just wish Bean, the Mr. Bean, just not Mr. Bean. I wish Mr. Sean Bean would just survive through a whole show or series or movie.
Yeah, so Silent Hill, the second one, pretty much. It's them trying to
Sammy Sprinkler
trying to hide from goat or
trying to hide from your twinkling.
Jeez, derailed.
Twinkle.
Yeah, so I'm trying to hide, and then the dark forces find them, and they pretty much kidnap the daughter.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings.
How?
I don't know. Like the dark forces are the ring race. Trying to kidnap the hobbits, which are the girls.
Yeah, that was a stretch, but I still like it.
Yeah, what do you got, huh? You got any creativity?
You know what?
You got anything? Huh? You got any crazy stretches?
No, not really.
I pretty much do mental splits that I can't perform completely.
Yeah, and then you can't get out of them.
I can't get out of the split.
And I have to help.
I'm stuck in the split, and you got to help me get up.
It's okay. It's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
So
help me get out of this.
I will. So
My crotch is killing me.
The second one, she gets kidnapped and she's taken to this place, but it's different this time. Now they're all steampunk and they got gas masks.
This time it happened again. Again.
Yeah. And the girl is still there.
Who left the demon girl open?
The demon girl is still there.
Yeah. So what had the
the second Silent Hill isn't even that good, right? It's just all visual based. Because they made the second Silent Hill just with 3D imagery in mind.
Yeah. Look, I got nothing but love for people who make a lot of horror movies because they're hard to make. And,
I know, the visuals
are still pretty cool. But what
if you watch Silent Hill 2 without 3D, it's bullshit.
Yeah. And what I will say is that the second one, the thing that got me is the how the new evil chick is like this goth, like over it, you know, just
what do you mean what got you, like what made you fall in love?
No, what made me like really not really like it.
You don't like goth girls?
I mean, I'm not talking about goth girls as themselves. They're pretty cool. Like, who doesn't love big titty goth girls, man? But the fact that they made the antagonist a big titty goth girl, that's okay. That sounds like sexist, but
I just thought you ruined yourself right here.
Oh, jeez. Well, you're just watching me cancel myself without helping me, man.
Dark goth big titty extravaganza.
But this is what I mean. This is what I'm trying to say. When you have a bad character that's all powerful, you want them to have a little more maturity than that girl seemed to present. That's all I'll say.
Mm. And a little more mascara and eyeliner.
No, she had a lot of that.
So she wasn't mature enough for your standards.
I don't even know what we're talking about. What are we talking?
Dating. I don't know.
That's what it sounds like you're
dating,
talking about.
Dating evil goth girls that want to fucking kill you.
Yeah. A little too much makeup on that one. But so she meets her like evil twin in the Silent Hill again.
Oh my god.
And they have
this is like
this,
a Ben Stiller fucking trailer right here with the Scorcher from Tropic Thunder.
It is.
Here we go again.
But this
again.
Time.
It happened once before. Who left the fridge open?
This time Sean Bean dies.
Again. Again.
But the thing I'll say is out of like scary movies I've seen, Silent Hill are pretty low on there. They're not like the lowest, and it's still the ambiance of it is so awesome.
They're
and
low on what?
My list of movies, of scary movies. But this is the one thing I'll say that because is high praise for Silent Hill is the music is out of this world.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't he learn Silent Hill on piano?
I did. When I was in high school, I learned the theme. It was Promise Reprise, I think. If you want like a creepy song to Halloween. Just like put you in like the coolest, weird...
Big-tittied goth girl mood.
Yeah. Then play Promise Reprise and it's bliss, man. It's so good.
How does it go? Can you do like a melody with your mouth?
I could, but I don't think I could really. Yeah, it's hard to explain.
I'll just imagine it.
It's so good, and that's where that movie does shine is the music.
Right, like The Ring. If you've ever seen The Ring, that's got an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, and who did that?
Hans Zimmer.
Hans fucking Zimmer did that.
Did Hans Zimmer do Silent Hill?
No.
Mm. So. Hmm. Okay.
Well, okay then.
Okay.
Different route. Well, you were saying The Ring music.
Yeah, it's really good with the violin. It's creepy.
Does it have violin?
Yeah, it's really like fast and the cello's in there too.
And it's cinematic, like that was shot in Washington, right?
Yeah, I felt like I was in the movie. I think I saw myself on the ferry on one of those shots. Just
really
looking at the camera. What is that drone doing out here?
Wouldn't that suck if you accidentally got put in like a major motion picture and you just had like the fuckliest look on your face and you knew that like everyone in the whole world pretty much and was gonna watch it.
Or like you accidentally dropped your wallet or phone in the garbage and you're just going through the garbage on like a back shot.
Is that Dana?
Is that Dana? Oh my god.
That's Dana back there in the garbage. What is he doing?
Oh my god, he's really fallen. He looks homeless. Jesus Christ, poor Dana. He's like fucking pretending to be a homeless man for these back shots now. Yeah. Was he getting paid $50 a gig here? Oh my god.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that would love that too. That would be their dream.
Oh yeah, people fight for those. What are they called? The back people.
The back people.
The backup actors. The side actors.
I can help you out, but I just really don't want to.
They're the background people. God damn it. What is it? The back people, man. Help me out.
They're called extras.
The extras.
But I just loved your terms way more.
The back row. Come on.
Just wanted to.
God, I felt like I was just trying to explain chiropractors to people. The back people.
You know those back people?
Yeah, people would kill for some of those back. Some of those extra rolls.
Yeah.
Some of those back rolls.
But speaking of like.
Those back rolls, man.
Scary movies.
I got some back rolls.
Scary movies that you actually are like good to you or really good.
Good to me?
What? They're so good to you. This movie's so good to me.
Yeah. Those movies have got some big old jugs in them.
What movies have been the best to you that are scary?
What do you mean good to me?
I mean just good that you liked.
Like that were scary or that I liked?
Both. Like, I mean, I'd imagine that
Silent Hill isn't really that scary, but it's good. It's like a, I mean, it might be scary if you're like 12 or 10 or something.
Oh, roast, man.
Okay, maybe 15, 16.
You depends see on who you are.
Yeah, it depends on how hard your balls are, how steel, how metal your balls are. If you got balls of steel.
Yeah.
Brass balls.
They clunk when you sit down.
Yeah. Tink, tink, tink.
Then it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like scary movies these days are made way differently than they were 15 or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I think the movie, one of the creepiest movies I've seen is The Others with Nicole Kidman.
Really?
And it wasn't really bloody. It was just suspenseful, you know, like a lot of jump scares and just a lot of tension. Like you're in the perspective of this mother who's in the...
Here comes the mothers again. Dana needs to see someone.
I need a mother. No, she's the mother of these two kids and they're allergic to the son. Or her son's allergic... God, her son, S-O-N, is allergic to the sun, S-U-N. Mm-hmm. And so she has to keep the blinds closed all the time. In this giant fucking mansion. So it's dark in the house all the time, even during the day.
Oh
and
my
she's
gosh.
Got to lock each door as she goes through it. And
or why? Because she's afraid he'll get out?
I think it's part of that. Yeah, security issue. She's just really OCD. So she has to unlock each door she goes through in the house, bedroom doors, bathroom doors, with a skeleton key, and then turn around and lock it.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fiddling with doors.
If I could describe that movie in one word, it would be anxiety.
Yeah, because you hear noises upstairs, and then she's got to fucking fiddle with her keys
right.
to get up there, and it takes half an hour.
Just imagine living in a super like sterile mansion, and all of your furniture, everything is covered in giant white sheets, and you're constantly walking past them, being like, that kind of looks like a person. Is that a person?
Yes, it is.
You think that's a pirate over there?
Yeah, you like, think a pirate lives in there?
And those things cause sometimes are not what they appear. Like there's this part in the movie where she thinks her daughter is sitting on the floor in this white dress, but it turns out
it's
that,
Michael Jackson.
According to Scary Movie 3,
it is
Michael Jackson.
I am your daughter. It's really creepy though. Like before you see Scary Movie 2, which totally, it's like it, after you see this scary movie, you can watch any scary movie because it makes fun of them.
Yeah.
And it makes it
chillax. Teaches you how to laugh at fear
yeah,
in the face.
The others original scene that Mayan's talking about is really fucking creepy because she walks in on her daughter in her wedding dress sitting on the
which
ground.
Which is already weird.
Which
like
is
even
already,
if it was your daughter.
Already weird.
Wearing your wedding dress.
And she's got a candle by her and her back is turned towards her and she's got like a little puppet cross thing
my gosh,
that she's
dude.
Playing with.
I'm just freaked
on the
out
ground.
Right now.
And she's like talking to her, the back of her daughter, and she's just answering. And she's kind of trying to coax her to like, cause her mom senses something's really weird and she's slowly panning around her and sees that the hand is like 80 years old.
Oh my God.
She's like, what the
okay,
fuck?
Okay. So much for laughing at fear in the face. Cause I'm fucking shit scared, man.
I just got chills talking about it.
God damn. Okay, that's a good one.
It doesn't rely on jump scares like the movies these days, like James Wan or Insidious, where it's in your face.
I don't know, though. Like, have you seen the movie, what is it, Us? Yeah, Us.
Yeah, I have. I would argue that Us is less scary than Get Out.
I haven't seen Get Out.
No way. Get out of here. Get out of here. No way. You don't want this.
Yeah. I don't, because it looks really messed up.
You haven't seen Get Out?
No.
Get Out, man.
Yeah. Sometimes I can see a movie, like see previews or like advertisements for a movie, and I just know, like,
and you're like, ooh, I don't want to deal with that racist tension.
That one will fuck me up. Like, that one will will make me need therapy sessions. I would say that his movies are among some really creepy ones, but I would have to say, like, my all time are probably The Conjuring, Insidious,
James Wan movies.
Yeah, he does some good stuff.
He's the number one director. Number one of horror. Number one, James Wan.
Yeah, I really like his movies.
Yeah, they're decent. They've all got the same actors in them. Fucking Nighthawk or Night Owl from Watchmen and the Motel Bates Mall.
Motel Bates
lady.
Yeah,
she's creepy.
It's your main chick, man.
She's awesome though. She's so intense, man.
Dana likes eyes. How creepy she is.
She's so intense. She thing. Just stares at you with those big wide creepy eyes.
I know,
she could see right through the walls with her little eye hole. Watch yeah. you do stuff.
Let's not get into gosh, you got me saying it now. Let's not get into Facebook.
You almost said Motel.
I almost did. You almost.
You know
me.
It's better sounding.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where we're gonna end it. Back with Motel Bates.
Yeah, back where we began.
A few seasons ago.
Somewhere ago in the distant past.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away.
Yep. And we just want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
BWCS.
We appreciate the support.
We do.
And
both of us.
We love you. We love you.
We love you so much.
So, yeah, take care, guys, and we will see you in the next episode.
Yeah, stay fresh.